And let me just get the tape here. Okay, all right. So we're today on Daf Ayin Gimel. It's a really important daf in Shabbos because it has the Lama Tet Malachot, and it's I think a nice daf. But let's just review a little bit from yesterday's daf because we'll need a little bit for today. Let me go on the bottom line in Amud Beis Amud Aleph, which is 72A. 72A, the bottom line. So it says Itmar, the last word on the line. Okay, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, 72A, the bottom line. So Itmar. So this gets into the topic, you had it yesterday, mita'asek. Mita'asek means a person is preoccupied. So when we speak of a shogeg, we speak about the person didn't realize it was Shabbos, or he didn't realize the malacha was prohibited. Here, he realizes it's Shabbos, he realizes the malacha is prohibited, but when he doesn't intend to do even the act that he had done. In other words, for malach on Shabbos, we need malach at machshevet. It has to be the malacha, the way the artisans did in the Beis Hamikdash. So, but it's even more. Even if it wouldn't be Shabbos, is the concept of Eino Mitkaven. So here is Nitkaven lach bi'er atalosh. So there's machlok between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns he saw a knife and he intends to lift up the knife, and instead and said he picks up the tomato which was attached to the ground. So he never intended to detach the tomato. He intends to do a different act. Or, according to the Balei Tosfot, he intends to lift up a tomato which is detached, and instead he lifts up a tomato which is attached. But in either event, he had no intent whatsoever to do the prohibited act. That's patur. That's mitasek. He's preoccupied. But now we come into a dicier situation. Here, he intends to do an act of cutting, but he thought he's cutting like a tomato that's separated from the vine, and instead, he's chatachin mechubar, he cuts off the tomato that's attached to the ground. So he intends to do an act of cutting, but the act of cutting he intended to do wasn't the act of cutting, you know, that would have been prohibited. So Rava Mar Patur, Rava says in that case, he's still patur, he's still exempt. He says, Abaye Mar Chayav. Abaye says, no, now you're in Gahak Tzuris. He says, we're on the fourth line on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, 72b. So he says, Rav Amar Patur, Dehalo Nekavim Lechaticha D'Yisura. Rav says he's off the hook, because he never had intent to do a prohibited cutting. Abaye Mar Chayav, HaKamachavim Lechaticha Ba'alma. Rabbi says, look, he intended to do cutting, that's enough. Now we got him for that. Now, Rashi on the second wide line from the top on Ayin Beis on Beis 72b, Rashi says v'chatachin mechuber patur dechtiv asher chataba. So it's a pasuk in Chumash. It says ohoidal alav chatato asher chataba. It's talking about the korban chatat. He became known the avera that he did. The word ba is a superfluous word. Ba is superfluous. V'darshinan bekritot pratam et asek b'davar acher v'yasad davar zeh. So the Gemara in Krisis learns that Ba is coming to teach me that if I'm mitasek, I'm preoccupied, that I'm not even a chayav korban chatat. The shogeg hechidami, what's the case of shogeg where I am chayav? I intend to do it. About shagag savar shenu yom shabbat, or I think today's not Shabbos. Or savar shemalach zu muterit, or I think the malach is permissible. V'zeh mitasek b'agba hayav v'lo b'chaticha. So he intends just to lift something up which is not attached, and it was attached. Okay, let me just do another two lines, and I'll pause for a minute, and we'll go on. Now, so we learned that mita'asek, so everybody agrees mita'asek is patur, but then there's a question if he intends to do an act of cutting, but he intended to cut the tablish, and instead he cut the mechubar, so is that mita'asek or not? So Rava says it's mita'asek, he's patur, Rabbi says no, he's chayv. So Rava brings a proof to his position, and it's from the Braisa that follows, and the key in the Braisa, which is the part we'll deal with tonight, is around the 11th line from the top. The first word in line is Shagag. Shagag belomet kavein chayav masha inkein b'shabbat. That if a person was like shogeg, and he had no intention, so he's chayav by... I should have said two words earlier. Okay, is shebashar mitzvot shagag below mitkavin chayav. By other mitzvot, if he's shogeg and he has no kavana, he's chayav for a korban masha'in kein b'shabbat. Okay, now we'll go to Ayin Gimel Mid Aleph. Let me just summarize for a minute, and then we'll go on. Okay, So for everybody who came in late, and even for the people who were here, Malka, I'd like to see you. I can't see you, Malka. Okay, let's get the camera more focused. There we go. Wonderful, Malka. Lower, lower, lower. I want to see lower a little bit more clear. Okay, good. All right. Now, Aaron Gershon, I'd love to see you as well. All right. Now, the so we spoke, I'm just repeating, we spoke about the idea of metaasek. Metaasek means a person's preoccupied. So if you imagine like a spectrum, in other words, on one end of the spectrum you have mazed, and he does it fully intentionally. Then you have shogeg, he forgets about Shabbos or he forgets about the malacha. Then mitkavein is a notch lower than shogeg. Mitkavein, he knows it's Shabbos, he knows the malacha is prohibited, but as far as he's concerned, he's not doing a malacha. He intended to what he thought was pick up something which is talush, detached. Said he picked something which is attached. So I never intended to do the act of which I'm being charged, so that I'm patur. But then, let's say it's the other way around. He intended to cut something which he thought was talush, and said he cut something which is mechubar. So then there's a machloket between Abaye and Rava. So according to Rava, he's still metasek, but according to Abaye, now he's chayev. Okay, let me just do the proof for Rava, and then we'll pause, okay? So on the top line, and I'm Gimel Med Aleph, 73a, the top line, he says, the last word in line. So the quoting from the Braisa that we just did. Bishar mitzvot, bishagag, belomet kavein. Excuse me, I'm sorry, right? Bishar mitzvot, bishagag, belomet kavein. So the Gemara says, Bishar mitzvot heichidami. What's that case in the Braisa? What's that case in the Braisa? So the Gemara says, the case in the Braisa that the Braisa is referring to, the sabor de shumanhu ba'achalo, that a person is eating chelev. He thinks the chelev is shuman, which is permissible fat, he says, but he eats it. So by chelev, so the Gemara learns, and Rashi quotes it, it's a klal, it's nice to remember this klal throughout Shas. So on the third white line in Rashi, on the upper right-hand corner, da'amar shul b'kritot, b'chalav v'barayu metasik chayev shkeinene. Abai learns that metasik is normally p'tur, but when it comes to chalavim and araya, when it comes to consuming chelev or indulging in forbidden sexual relations, so the person gets so much hana from that, like overrides the patur of mitasek. So the Braisa, we think, is saying that when it comes to chalavim, if he thought he's eating shuman, but he's really eating chelev, but he intends to do an act of achila, he's chayev, but he's only chayev, this is Rav's proof, because it happens to be chelev. Chelev is in a whole different category. He says on the third line of the Gemara, Masha'in kein b'Shabbat de patur. But by Shabbat, the equivalent case, the parallel case to that, he'd be patur, i.e., de nekamelach tochet atalush v'chatachet amechubar patur. In other words, according to Rava, the case in the Braisa, that I'm chayev by shar mitzvot, it means by chelev. So if I intend to eat something, but I think it's shuman, but it's really chaylev. So by chaylev, that's an exceptional case. There I'm chayev, because in kavein metasek b'chalavim and arayot it's chayev. But the equivalent case by Shabbat, that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Braisa says. B'shar mitzvot shagag b'lomet kavein is chayev. Masha'en kein b'Shabbat. That's the idea of the masha'en kein b'Shabbat is what the Braisa says. The Gemara doesn't have it over here, but it has it in the Braisa. By Shabbos not chayev. So what's the case by Shabbos? That he intends to do an act of eating, an act of cutting, but he thought he's cutting something which is talush, and said it was mechubar. So that's Rava's proof. Now, Abaye, how will he explain the Braisa? Again, Abaye and Rava don't want to argue with the Braisa, but Abaye, we're on line 5, and I'm Gimel Med Aleph, 73a, line 5. He says, Abaye, shagag below mitkavein hechidami. According to Abaye, what's the case that he was shogay with had no kavana? He's chayev by Sha'ar Mitzvot, but not by Shabbat. And the Sha'ar Mitzvot, it comes out as Chalavim. Desabur Roku Ubla'o. So Abai will say the case is that he thought he's swallowing saliva. He thought he's swallowing saliva. He says, so there, he does not intend to do an act of eating. In other words, swallowing saliva is not considered a Ma'asa Achila. So, but nevertheless, he's over by chalavim, he's chayev, because that's the case of metasek. He says, what's the equivalent case by Shabbos? We're on line 6, and I'm Gimel Amid Aleph, Michael, okay? So he says, k'sh'ma'sha'en kein b'Shabbat, de patur. So the equivalent case by Shabbos that he's patur, didn't kavin like b'yir atalush. In other words, he intended to lift up that which was detached, In other words, just like by the saliva, he's not doing maaseh echila, he tends to lift up the detached item. So his intent is to do something which is totally permissible, bechatach and mechubar, and then he cuts them that which is mechubar, he's patur. But if he intended to do an act of cutting, according to Abaye, he's chayav. Okay, let me just repeat again for the third time, for Michael and for everybody else who came in. Aaron Gershon, if I could see you, you're good, Michael? Okay, yeah, Aaron Gershon, I want to see you. Put your video on, Aaron Gershon. Anyway, so we're talking about the idea of metasek. So again, I'm just repeating, we said that and metasek is a klal on Shas, but it has some specific applications by Shabbos. So again, so mezid, I intend to do the act, I'm chayev. Shogeg, I'm chayev a korban, but the shogeg is I intend to do an act, like either I forget the malachas prohibit or I forget that it was Shabbos, but I knew I'm doing the act. I know I'm doing the act. But by metasek, I don't even realize I'm doing the act. In other words, metasek, I intend to lift up something which I think is talush, something which is detached, and said it's attached. So I never intended to do a cutting of the tomato from the vine, is the way it's coming out. But then Rava says that case also applies if I intend to cut. So I do it to intend a cutting, but I think I'm cutting something which is talush. So Rava says, even though I'm doing intent of cutting, but it's a cutting which is permissible, so that's also a case of misasik. I didn't realize what I was doing. And Abaye says, no, an intent of cutting, so that's enough to bring you in to the din of shogeg. So we had the Braisa that we quoted. Rava's proof from the Braisa was, the Braisa says there's a case by Shar Mitzvot, which really comes to consuming chelev, that you're chayev, but the equivalent case by Shabbos, you're patur. So Rava says the case is simple. The person intended to eat Shuman, and instead he ate Chalev. So he intended to do an act of eating. He intended to do an act of eating, but notwithstanding he intended to do an act of eating, he thought the eating is permissible, but the eating became prohibited. So then that's a case that by Chalavim is Chayev, a Korban Chatat, because Metasek by Chalavim is Chayev. But Masha'in came by Shabbos would be Patur. That's what Rava proves. So Rava's proving, if I intend to do the cutting, but I think it's permissible cutting, okay, prohibited cutting, it's just like eating the shuman, said I ate the chalev. And Abaye says, no, that's not the pshat in the braisa. The pshat in the braisa is, he thought he's swallowing saliva, and said he was swallowing liquefied fat. So the saliva is not considered a maase achila. So the patur is, he's like totally in left field. He's not even doing a maase achila. That's the patur. The equivalent case by Shabbos is that first case. He thinks he's lifting the talush, and said it was mechubar. But when he does an intent to cut, so there he's already in the parsha. That's according to, that's by Rabbah. Okay, any questions so far? Everybody good? All right, let me go on, and then I'll pause in a little bit, okay? All right, now the Gemara brings other cases where Abaye and Rabbah have the same machloket as it relates to Shabbos, okay? So it says, we're at the two dots on Ayin Gimel Mod Aleph, 73a, the two dots, 10 lines down. So Itmar, Nitkavin Lezrok Shtayim Mizrak Arba. Let's say a person is in the Rishus HaRabim. He's in the public domain, and if he carries Dalet Amos, or he does an Akira and a Hanacha, so if he throws a ball, that's Chayev. He's doing an Akira and he's causing it to do Hanacha, then he's Chayev from Lechet Shabbos, Hotzah on Shabbos. So he picks up the ball, but he only intends to throw it two Amot. So two Amot would not make him Chayev. He says, but nevertheless, he ended up throwing it four amot. It went further than he anticipated. So Rava Amar Patur. Rava says he's Patur. In other words, even though he intended to do an act of Zrika, he did not intend to do a prohibited Zrika. So he's Patur. That's the same thing as the Metase. He says, Abaye Amar Chayav. Abaye says, no, he's Chayav. The Gemara says, Rava Amar Patur, Delo Kamachavin Lezrika De Arba. He never intended to do the prohibited act is throwing the ball for Amot. He never intended to do that act. So he didn't even intend to do like the Ma said that would be the Aveira. So he's Metasek Patur. Abaye Mar Chayav Tahat Kamachavin Lezrika Ba'alma. He says, Abaye says, no, he's Chayav. He intended to do an act of Zrika. That's enough to be Mechayav him. In other words, so Bishogeg, he'll be Chayav a Korban Chatai. Okay, now, the third case. Kisavu Rishud Yachid. Let's say a person, he thinks he's in a Rishud Yachid. He thinks he's in the private domain. Again, he has his ball, and he's allowed to throw the ball in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He thinks it's the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, v'nimitzei Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but it's really Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Rava Amar, and he throws the ball Dalet Amot. So he picks up the ball, throws it Dalet Amot. He intended to throw it Dalet Amot, but he was under the misapprehension that it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid when the act is permissible. But he said, so Rava Amar Patur. Rava said that's a case of Misasek. He's Patur. Absolutely he's Patur. He didn't intend to do an Aveira. Rabbi Amar Chayav. Rava Amar Patur Dalot Mechavin Lazrika Disura. He never intended to do a prohibited act of throwing. He's Patur. That's Misasek. Rabbi Amar Chayav Dahakam Mechavin Lazrika Ba'alma. But he says, look, he intended to do an act of Zrika. That's enough. Now he's Chayav, he's Shoge. Okay, now, so the Gemara had three cases of machloket between Abaye and Rava about this topic of mitasek. So the case they all agree on is that he thought it was talush and turned to be mechubar. That they all agree is mitasek. But where the first case we had was where he intends and he excuse me with these cases. We said, So the first case, The first case is he intends to cut something, but he thinks it's talush instead it's mechubar. That's the first case. The second case is he intended to throw the ball to Amod and the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but he threw it four. They have also the machloket there. And the third case is where he thinks he's in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He intends to throw it for Amod, but he threw it, and he does it for Amo, but he thought it was Rosh Yachid. So in each one of those cases, they have Machloket. So the Gemara says, Utsricha, we need all three. And it was necessary for the Gemara to teach us all three Machlokot. He says, the Yashmin and Kamaita, if they only taught us the first case, which was, let's say, with the tomato, he says, Bahuka Amarava, Dalo Kamakavin Lechaticha Yisura. I'd say Rabban lets him off the hook there. He never intended to do a prohibited cutting. He thought he's cutting talush, and instead of tzedim mechubar, but he never intended to do a prohibited cutting. Aval netkam lizrok shtayim lizrok arba, he says, but in the case where he threw the ball to Amot, and it really ended up being for Amot, he says, the arba below tarti lo mizarkale, or mizdarkale, that, in other words, he intends to do a partial malacha. In other words, you can't have four Amot unless you have two Amot. So he knows that he's doing like something that could add up to a full malacha. I might have thought that Rabu would, in that case, would agree with Abaye, that he's chayev. But Yashmin and Bahan, if you only taught me the second case about the two Amod and the four Amod, Bahan kama Rabbi. I'd say there Rabbi says he's patur. He says, Dahalo kamachavin lizrika darbi. He never intended to throw a ball for Amod. Aval kisav rishud yachidim, so rishud rabim. But if he thinks it's rishus yachid, but it's really rishus rabim, the mechavin lezrika da arba, and he intended to throw it dalet amod, ema modi leilabaye tsricha. So I would think that he agrees with the baye that he's chayev. Okay. So again, for the people coming in, the general idea we're talking about mitasek is when a person is preoccupied, and he intends to do something which he thinks is permissible. And in other words, he thinks he's not even doing the prohibited act. In other words, normally by shogeg, I know I'm doing the act. I know I'm writing or whatever. Here, he doesn't even realize he's doing the prohibited act. So we had a case of misasek where Abaye and Rava disagree. So again, just repeating. So Abaye and Rava both agree that if I think I'm picking up something which is talush and then it's mechubar, so everybody agrees that's misasek. I think it's talus, that's it. But where I intend to cut the tomato, but I think the tomato is detached from the ground, instead it's attached to the ground, then there's a machloka between Abaye and Rava. Rava says, I'm still off the hook, and Abaye says, no, I'm chayiv in that case. Okay, let me just get to the next mission, and then I'll pause, and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? It's nice to have everybody here tonight, and I'm happy the Zoom is working. All right, so let's take a look. So now Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is probably the most famous Mishnah in our Masechta, which is coming up in another 10 lines. So it's really like the heart of the whole Masechta. This is it. You've arrived when you get to that Mishnah. So he says, Tanan, Avot Malachot Arbim Chaser Achad. The Mishnah says that Avot Malachot we know are the major categories of Malacha, prohibited labors on Shabbos, And we know that Avot Malachot are the ones that were in the Mishkan, the 43 labors in the Mishkan. They're 40 minus 1, i.e. 39. Vavin and Bab, we were Osek in the Mishnah, and we asked, Minyana Lanali, why does the Tan of the Mishnah have to tell me the number? I can count the numbers myself. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Shima san kulam behelem echad, chayav kol hakafi echad. That if he does all the 39 malachot in one lapse of awareness, he would be liable 39 korbanot chatat. So the Gemara says, so what does it mean, one lapse of awareness? So the Gemara says, Bishleim la Abaye, da amar ki haigav nechayiv. Now, according to Abaye, if I intend to throw a ball 2 amot in the Rishus HaRabim, and then I ended up throwing it 4 amot in the Rishus HaRabim, I'm chayiv. So I intend to do something like below the margins, and then I hit the margins, so then I'm chayiv. So he says, so that's easy according to Abaye. Mashkacha lo, Yada the Isur Shabbat. Abai will say the case could be he knows today is Shabbos. Yada la Isur Malachot. He knows the Malachot are prohibited. So I know Zoreh Choresh Kotzer Ma'amir Dash Zoreh. I know all those Malachot are prohibited, and I know today's Shabbos. So what's the issue? He says V'kata B'shirin. But he just made a mistake. He thought, let's say, many of the Malachot that deal with food, as we know, the shear is grogeret, right, like a dried fig. So he thought the shear is like a watermelon. So he thinks, you know, unless I'm Zoreya, like a watermelon worth of seeds, I'm patur. Now, he made a mistake in the shear. So then that counts as a shogeg, and it'll be high of 39 korbanot chatat. That's very easy, according to Abaye. El Rava the Amar patur, but according to Rava, that case, i.e. the 2 amot and the 4 amot, that's a case that I'm patur on. I'm not even a high of a korban chatat in that case. So what is the case that Rabbi Yochanan and the Tan of the Mishnah are referring to, that if he does all 39 malachot, behelim echad, one lapse of awareness, that'll be chayav 39 korbanot chatat? So the Gemara says, there'll be bizdon Shabbat v'shigat malachot. So it would only be if he knows it's Shabbos, but he forgot that the 39 malachot are prohibited on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, hanichi yisavar like Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan, i.e., the Amar, Kemish Shagag Bakaret. Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember, we learned this a few days ago. Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if a person did the malacha, and it was mazed intentional, but he did not realize that there's a potential chi of karet, that counts as a shogeg. So I know I'm writing on Shabbos, I'm cooking on Shabbos, I know what the Torah says, I shouldn't do it, but I don't realize that it's karet, that counts as a shogeg. So he says, Afi Shehezi Balav, Mashkachla Diyadala the Shabbat Balav. So Rav will say the case is he realized that Shabbos is prohibited, that he realized that all these malachot were prohibited, and he realized that it's just a lav, but he didn't know the chi of karet. So then that's a shogeg. That's it. He says, Ela Yisaver like Rav Shimon Lakish, but if Rava holds like Reish Lakish, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Achishgog Balav Akareid, Reish Lakish holds that in order to be a shogeg, you have to be mistaken both as to the lav and the karet. Meaning, I don't even know that the Torah prohibits this. So he says, the Yadol of the Shabbat B'mai. So the only case then would come out, he knows today's Shabbos, but he forgot all the 39 malachot, because that's the only way to be shogeg, that I don't realize that the Torah prohibits it. But then if I forget the 39 malachot, so how do I realize today is Shabbos? If I don't know there are any Isurim today on Shabbos, so how do I know today is Shabbos? What does that mean that I know that today is Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Diyadu labetchumin v'libet Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara had this answer before, that he'll follow Rava then, will have to explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds tchumin, the prohibition to walk 2,000 amot is din Torah, and that's what he knows. He knows on Shabbos, I can't walk 2,000 amot. But all the malachot, he forgot, and he did all the malachot on Shabbos. He got the whole, you know, the grand trifecta, and now he's chayav 39 korbanot chatat. Okay, let's just summarize, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So again, the basic idea here, again, is one of intent. That's what we've been talking a lot in this parak, different types of intent. You know, so this mazid is intentional. I know everything, and I get hasra'ah, and then shogeg, I forget today's Shabbos, or I forget the malachot. And then as I move less intent, I could have mitasek. Mitasek, I'm preoccupied. I don't even realize I'm doing the act of which I'm charged with, so to speak. In other words, normally I know I'm doing an act of writing. I know I'm doing an act of baking, but either I don't realize it's prohibited or I don't realize today's Shabbos, but I know I'm doing the act. By mitasek, I don't even realize I'm doing the act, i.e., that I think I'm lifting something which is talish. So I have no intent to even do an act of ketzira. And then it was mechubar. Everybody agrees that case is mitasek on patur. But where they had the machloket was where I intend to do an act of cutting, and I didn't realize, I thought I'm cutting the tomato that's talush, but really it's mechubar. So then that's where Rava and Abaye have the machloket. Rava says that case is also a case of mitasek that I'm patur, and Abaye says, no, in that case I've crossed the dotted line, and now I'm chayev. And then we said that they had a machloket, not just by the tomato, the machloket if I intend to throw something in the Rishus of Rabbi in two amot. Again, Rabbi says I'm patur, but and then I end up throwing a dalet amot. And Abaye says I'm chayev. And similarly, if I intend to throw something in the Rishus, what I think is the Rishus Yachid dalet amot, but I think it's Rishus Yachid. So again, so Rabbi says I'm off the hook, and Abaye says I'm on the hook. And then we explained about this last mission. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that we did so far? Unmute yourself. You can all unmute yourself if you have a question or comment. What's up, Michael?
Who do we pass him, like a bio or a...
Well, what do you think?
I would think we take the kula and would say putter like Rava.
Well, yeah. We go like Rava. There's an easier way to say it. Like, don't we always go like Rava, except by Yal Kagam, right? We always go like
right.
Rava. So,
right.
So that's the klal. So it's right? So that's the tell. And you have and you know the telltale sign for this is...
I didn't look. I know. The letter.
Yeah,
the little
yeah.
Letter.
Okay. So that was the klal. All right. Any other questions, comments?
Who?
Pesach David? Yeah, what's up, Pesach David? Yeah.
So in the beginning of the Masechta, we said that with the Tanayim, if they say it's Pater, it's Pater Rabbal Asar.
Right.
So now with Rav, in the case where he throws it two amas, but it goes four amas.
Right.
He says Pater. Is it Pater Rabbal Asar? You shouldn't throw out the two amas?
Yeah, I believe so. And in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's correct. You shouldn't be doing that.
Okay.
All right. Everybody good? All right, so I'm going to go on now. Now we've arrived at our, you know, our key element here. All right, let me mute everybody again. All right. So here's the Mishnah with the Lamatet Melachot of Shabbos. So again, just to refresh our recollections, I mentioned this at the beginning of the Masechta, I think. The Torah in two places, it juxtaposes the Isur Lo Taseh Kol Melacha of Shabbos with the building of the Mishkan, right? It's that way in the beginning of Vayakhel, and it's also that way in the beginning of Parshas Kitisa. And Chazal teach us that the malachot that are prohibited on Shabbos are the malachot that were done in terms of building the Mishkan. And most of the malachot are not mentioned in the Chumash. If you look through the Chumash, most malachot, you know, you don't see. Who knows some malachot that are mentioned that the Torah says are prohibited?
Well,
which one? That's one. Although, right, it could be. Although, like, cause there are different members of Chazal. Like, lo tivar oesh could be that the Beis Din is not allowed to execute somebody on Shabbos. But it could be that. That could be one. What else do you have for me? Any other? Anybody else? All right. Mekoshesh is a good answer, though it's not clear what malacha the Mekoshesh was chaya for. But that's also a good answer. Who said that?
I did.
Who's I? Who said? Who's that?
Eddie.
That's very good. It's also like it's not clear, becharishva katzir tishbot, whether it's talking about Shemitah or Shabbos, but that's a very good answer. Becharishva katzir tishbot. Any other malacha do you have for me? Okay, so Chazal teach us. It's not so mafurish in the psukim. It says vayitzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machaneh. And Chazal teach us that he said that when you're making the contributions, you shouldn't take it out from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. But I think you got it basically covered here. We got a wonderful group. Good group, Michael. Let's hear the good group. Okay, Michael says good group. Okay. All right, let's see. So we have Lamatet Malachot on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah says, Avot Malachot, although there's another version which will come into play later on, Elu Avot Malachot, or Chaser Achat. 40 minus 1. Now, one question is, if the Tana wants to teach me 39, why does he say Arba'im Chaser Achat, 40 minus 1? So, and Shloshim V'Teisha is two words. Arba'im Chaser Echad is three words. So we know the Tana. Michael's got to leave now. Goodbye. Okay. So anyway, so the we're spending more words to just say the same idea. Why are we doing that? So the Tosos Yantiv says that the Tana is here is like borrowing a term from the Malkot. It says in the Torah says by Malkot, by lashes, it says Arba'im Yakenu Lo Yosif, that he should get 40 lashes, but the 40 Malkot, because I'll teach us, are really 39. But why should that be the case with the Malkot? So there's a Shema Shmuel, and it was referenced, this is something that Rabbi Simon has mentioned, but it was in there was a reference to it in the Art Scroll. So this is on Parshat Noach. The Shema Shmuel is from Shmuel Borenstein. He was the son of the Sacha Chava Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer is the author of the Eglei Tal. Eglei Tal is Drops of Dew, but it's a sefer on the Melachot of Shabbos. So he quotes by the Arba'im Yom, the rain during the time of the Mabul with Noach came down for 40 days and 40 nights. So the Shema Shmuel says the Zohar brings down that the 40 days of rain correspond to like 40 Malkot. In other words, 40 days of rain, because like 40 Malkot. In other words, so then he says that Malkot are really 39, and just teaches 40. So why the Malkot? Why by the Malkot does the Torah say you get 40 and really get 39? So he says that a person is formed after 40 days of conception. In other words, Chazal teaches Yetzirat Havlad, that the fetus like is sort of becomes sort of like a tangible item after 40 days after conception. It's there. So as part of that, he says that when a person does an Aveira, the guf is involved and the neshama is involved. But the guf is like dragging along the neshama. The guf is dragging along the neshama. So 39 parts of the Aveira correspond to the guf. One part corresponds to the neshama. That's what he wants to say. He quotes this from who was he quoted? One second. Yeah, the Gur Aryeh, which is from the Maharil. But then he adds on, he wants to say in halacha, like sometimes you have chaticha naaseh nevela, like if enough of isur of something enters a piece of meat, so even the kosher part becomes treif. So even the neshama gets treifed up. But once I give 39 malkot, once the guf has been chastised enough, so now once the impurity, now the neshama is cleaned up as well, like thrown in. So it's arba. I mean, theoretically arba miyakenu, but the 39, because that's practical. So by the malakot of Shabbos, I don't know how that would relate. Just only that it's connected to the malkot. Okay, let's just see the Mishnah and let's get going with this. Now, in the Mishnah, there's different segments to the malachot. The first 11 labors are called sidur depat, which is the order to make a loaf of bread. Now, in the Mishkan, this was not with baking. In other words, the culmination of these 11 malachot are baking. In the Mishkan, it was used to like grow and boil mevashel, these different herbs, to make the dyes. In other words, they made the dyes. The Mishkan has different coverings. Like the first covering in the Mishkan, you know, it's a structure with wooden beams around it, and then on top are three or four coverings, right? So the lowest covering is the wool. It says, Tchelet v'argaman v'tulat shani. The wool that's dyed different colors. So for the dyes, they would grow these herbs and then dye the wool. So the first 11 malachot relate to that. Okay, let's just see the first 11 malachot, and then we'll go on. So eluvot malachot or abim chaser achad. The first is hazoreya, the person who sows. Means I put a seed in the ground. That's a malach on Shabbos. V'hachoresh, a person who plows. And the Gemara will ask, wouldn't I plow before I sow? He says, v'hakotzer, kotzer is I reap, but ktsira refers to like grains. That's ksira, harvesting. In other words, I harvest the grain. That's also an avmalacha. V'hama'amer, I bundle everything together. I harvest the grain, and then the grain's on a stalk, and then I take all the stalks, and I bundle them all together. V'hadash is threshing. Dash, and I have this nice picture book. I think I brought it out in the past, and even though it's like you know, like a children's book, you know, and so it's, that's the way it's sort of marketed. But I think it has a lot of. It's good for adults too. It's the 39 Avot Malacha, it says, of Shabbat by Rabbi Baruch Sheikh, illustrated by Yoni Gerstein. It's very nice, and it has inside, I think the people who've seen it, besides the beautiful pictures which help with all the malachot, but it also like has a symbol whether something's prohibited min haTorah, prohibited Rabbanan, or it's mutar. So let's just see. I'll show you the picture that he has for Da'ash. I'll see if you can see the picture. Can you see Da'ash? You see somebody, you see him with the ox, and he's standing on like the sled, and he's going over the grains to thresh the grains. Everybody see that? Okay, so that's Da'ash. Then the next malacha is Zorah. Zorah is winnowing, like you take a shovel and throw everything into the air. Now, I don't know, like, he has a pitchfork here. I don't know how you do this with a pitchfork, like it's hard to get a hold of the grain. Like, it's, I'm thinking like more like a shovel, but whatever. You get the idea. He throws it up, and the wind blows away the chaff. That's it. He says, "V'hadash v'zorah, haborer is I separate out the psola from the ochel." And the Gemara is going to ask at the end of today's daf that, you know, what does the Gemara say? There are three malachot. It's hainu zorah, hainu borer, hainu merake. The Gemara says that. What's the difference between Zora, like winnowing, and Borer is like separating things out by hand, and then Merakid is sifting. They all involve separating the waste from the food. Hatochein is grinding. That's also an Av Malach on Shabbos. Bahamerakid is sifting. It's also separating the Psolet from the Ochel. Bahalash is kneading. Ofe is baking. So those are 11 malachot. Now in the Mishkan, Mevashel was the last malacha, but those are 11 malachot, and that's Sidur Depat. Okay, now, the reason the Tana does that first, and they said in the Art Scroll, is like, you know, bread is the staff of life. It's a very important, you know, component in life. So that's why it lists those 11 malachot first. Okay, now, the next 13 malachot are also, this involves like making a beged, making a garment. So, now, Hagozes at Atzemer, it's talking about shearing wool. Now, shearing, again, in the Mishkan, the lower, again, so the lower covering was made out of wool. Lower covering was made out of wool. Now, Hagozes at Atzemer is, he's shearing the wool. One second. Hold it a minute. Yeah, so this is for the wool, again, so in the Mishkan, they also had wool as part of that, as part of those curtains, but it means it goes, I think, on the roof of the Mishkan, so they also had wool there as well. So in other words, like, the first part, we had the dyes for the wool, now we have the wool, in other words, right? So in other words, the first 11 malachot related to creating dyes to dye the wool. This relates to having the wool that we're going to use. So the Gemara says, "A gozi zeretzemer, a person who shears a sheep on Shabbos, habalabno, then one cleans the wool. Bahamenapso, menapso is like to comb it, to disentangle it. Bahatsovo, a person who dyes it, also an av malacha. Batova, you spin it, you take the different pieces of wool and you strand them together in a thread. Bahamesach, now mesach." This, you really need a picture book for this. This is talking about different malacho that involve the loom. And fortunately, we have a beautiful picture book here. Let's see what we got here. Okay, now, I don't know if you'll be able to see all this, and I have a picture of the loom as well. But, all right, let me just hold this up. First, can you see the loom? There's a loom. It's like, there's a way, like, to weave it, you know? In other words, is, I don't know if you can see so clearly, like, with the loom, there's like two, you see the two things that look like tic-tac-toe boards in the middle with the zeros in it. So those go up and down, and then he's able to like put threads in between it, and there's petals underneath. So here, when we're talking about the Mesach, so where's Mesach? Yeah, so here's Mesach. Let me get Mesach over here to see it. I'll try to do this. Here you go. Okay, can you see? That's Mesach. He's threading like those bars. You see the bars? He's winding the thread around. What does he call them? He calls them rollers. So he's let me get it. Yeah, there he is. So he's winding the thread around the rollers. Everybody see that? Okay. So that's one malacha. Then the next one is ha'osa shtei batei nirin. He takes the threads and he puts it through like these loops. You see here's the thing. You see he's got like those two frames. He puts the thread through two frames. Got it? So one thread through one thread through the other. That's osa shtei batei nirin. And then v'ha'oreg shnei chutin. Then he weaves two threads. So he weaves two threads that go across, and now he made a little bit of a garment. He says v'ha'potzei shnei chutim. It could be that he's cutting two chutim that were extraneous, or he's cutting the garment a little bit to separate it. He says ha'kosher v'ha'matir. Now kosher and matir is making a knot and undoing the knot, making a knot and undoing that. Now the knots relates to the tchelet, right? Where's tchelet from? It's from the chilazon, right? The chilazon is that aquatic creature which some people feel is like the murex trunculus, right? Murex trunculus now, the chilazon. So to trap the chilazon, they had nets. The fishermen had nets. So it's saying, and sometimes they would have to, you know, tie the nets and sometimes untie the nets. So it means a kesher shel kayam, a permanent knot. But a tofer shtei tfirot. If a person sews something, two stitches, that's also an abalacha, hakram and outlet four shtei tfirot. If a person rips in order to do, and Rashi says that in the Mishkan, where was Korea, Rashi says in the Yiriot, he says sometimes that there'd be like a hole and he couldn't sew it properly unless he would rip it and then sew it. So that's Koream and Outlet 4. Hatzad Svi. Okay, the next malacha is a person who captures a deer. Now, in the Mishkan, they had not deers, they had tachashim, right? Tachash was a creature that just existed at the time of the Mishkan that had many different colors. That's also one of the covers of the Mishkan, right? Also one of the covers that Orot Elim Ma'adamim and Orot Techashim. So the Machloket Tanayim, were there three coverings or four coverings? Orot Techashim Malamala. Right. So one opinion holds that they had four coverings. So first you have the wool, then you have the goat hair, then you have maybe the hides from the rams, and then the red rams, and then maybe you have the tchashim on top, or another opinion holds that orot tchashim milamala, there were only three coverings, but milamala doesn't mean on top of it, it means in the most prestigious part, which is on the Kodesh Kadashim. So, but either way, though, so they had tchashim, but a tachash was a creature that only existed at the time of the Mishkan. So here the Tana says, hatzatzvi, if a person captures a deer on Shabbos, it's an av malacha. Hashoch tov, the person shechs the deer. You know, this is taking a really long time. Maybe I should start speeding this up. What do you think, Yosef? Should I speed it up? Yeah. Fern says yes. Okay, I got to pick up the speed a little bit, okay? It says, hashoch tov, if a person shechs it, v'amavshito, a person, he flays it. He takes the hide off of it. Hamolcho, and then he salts the hide. He says, v'amabeder oro, he like tans the hide. V'amamachako, he scrapes, he smooths the hide. He says, v'amachako, he cuts up the hide according to like specific, you know, spots. Hakotev shtei otiot, if a person writes two letters, and in the Mishkan, that's by the krashim, they would write the letters like a sukkah, they write on the krashim where they were, or which keresh goes next to which keresh, so they knew where they fit in. V'amochek amanalatov shtei otiot, if a person erases with intent to write in that place. Habonav asoter, if a person builds or demolishes. Hamachabe v'amavir, if a person puts out a light, or he puts on a light on Shabbos, a fire that is. So those are also malachot on Shabbos. Let me just see what's doing here. And that was for cooking the dyes, right? To cook the dyes, they had to make a fire. He says, and then he says, hamakib patish. Makib patish is the final blow of the hammer, but it means the final, you know, when you're building, you're doing something, the final act is makib patish. And then last malacha is hamotzi mirashut l'rashut. If a person carries from one rashut to another rashut on Shabbos, harei elu avot malachot or chasa or achat. And the Gemara will ask why it repeats it again at the end. Okay? So everybody good so far? Good.
Okay,
Fern, then Yosef. What do you got?
In most of these, they have the positive one, and then they have the it's negative. But I see in Mechabe and Mavir, they have the extinguishing, which sort of eradicates the kindling. It's like backwards order compared to the others.
Right here. Well, the idea is, I'll tell you what the answer is. You see, the other ones I think you're talking about is, let's say,
Mosaic, you know, Ketiva of the two Otiot and the Mosaic.
Yeah. What is that? Yeah. So the
Kosher, Matir.
Yeah. So, in other words, each thing has to be metakein. So let's say, korei almanat lefor shtei tefirot. So I'm doing the kriya, which is like you would say, normally you'd say it's mekalkel, but it's not mekalkel, because I'm doing the kriya with intent to sew it. So it's metakein. In other words, I have something that I want to sew, but it's not, like I have a hole, but I can't sew the hole the way it is. I have to cut first, and then I have to sew the hole. So that's,
but with the mochek, it's the opposite. In other words, they're saying you have to mochek to be able to do the ketiva, but they're putting ketiva first.
Yeah, let's take a look. Let's see. No, but it's the same thing, right? Like, well, let's go back. Like, tofer shtei tefirot, right? Right? Isn't that right? And then I sew two stitches, right? And then korei almanat lefor shtei tefirot.
Then you take them apart.
Right. In other words, the thing that I'm ripping is on, and the same thing, what was the other one you said to me just now? You said about which one were they? You said about kote.
Tiva, you're writing.
Right. So it says.
And then you're mochek.
Okay, wait, so that's the same thing, right?
But mechaber and mavir seems.
Yeah. So mechaber and mavir. So mechaber and mavir. Mechaber is that I'm blowing it out and I want to create a coal. In other words, a coal. And I was like, a coal is something. That's the way.
COAL.
That's what I would think. But I don't know. You have to be Mayan. I'm not sure. But that's what I would think. So in other words, that itself is a useful thing. Mechaber to create coals. That's a valuable object in and of itself. You know. In other words, even. You know, I'm creating this object that could be used for fuel in the future, but, all right, I don't know. All right, let me see now. On Amud Beis, and we got to get right away. I'm sorry, somebody else had a question. Who had a question?
Yeah, I had a question.
What's up, Yosef?
How come the Masechta didn't start with this Mishnah?
So that's what we had at the beginning. Remember, Tosfos asked that question, the first Tosfos. Remember, we discussed it. We had different answers. We said either that the Tana likes Mitzah because he has so many Chidushim he wants to teach me with it, or we said the Tana is going in chronological order, like from Friday afternoon to Friday night, and then now he's arrived. All right, anyway, let's take a look. So the top line on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, so I'm going to try to pick up the speed a little bit because we are running very late. Okay, now, the Gemara says, Minyanan Lamadli, why does the Tana Mishnah have to tell me the number? In other words, I can count on my own, and we know every word in the Mishnah is carefully weighed, but we had this already before. If he does it in one lapse of awareness, this is you have to mute yourself, Fern, okay? So if he did it all in one lapse of awareness, so he's chayav for each one. So we said according to Abaye, it could be that he was mistaken about the shear for each malacha, and that could be. But according to Rava, so we said we're going to say that he forgot the malacha altogether. But he knew about Tchum for Shabbos. Okay. Hazareh b'choresh. So it says sowing and plowing. So the Gemara says, Michti, Michrav Karbi Beresha. So the Gemara says, normally a person plows and then he sows. Why does the Tana teach me Zareh b'choresh? I sow and then I plow. So Litni Choresh v'hadar Litni Zareh. You should teach me Choresh and Zareh. So the Gemara says, Tana be'Eretz Yisrael Kai. So Aris was said the Tana was in Eretz Yisrael, or I could say the Tana is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Dizari Beresha v'hadar Karbi. That the land in Eretz Yisrael was very hard, and so they would plow twice. They would plow once before they put the... We're on line, the fifth line on Ayin Gimel Mebeis. Okay, welcome back, Michael. So they would plow once before sowing, and then after they would sow, they would do a second plowing to cover the seeds. So the Tana is teaching me a chiddush that not just am I chayav for choresh for the first plowing, but even the second plowing is also considered an act of choresh. He says, "Now the Tana taught a brisa. Tana, Hazareva Zomer Vanoteva Mabrikva Markiv Kulan Malacha Khadhain. Now the next five lines in the Gemara are the hardest sugya in today's daf. And there's a lot of different ways to learn it, and we'll try to do a little bit here and there, and we'll try to straighten it out. Now, let's just refresh our recollection. We mentioned that there are avot malachot, and avot malachot, I said, are the labors that were in the Mishkan. Then we said there are toldot. Toldot are similar actions, but they're similar either with the pa'ula, with the action, or they're similar with the taklit, or a similar taklit. For example, let's say I have zoreya. Let's say I water my lawn on Shabbos. So watering the lawn is a similar taklit, a similar objective. I want the grass to grow, but it's a very different pu'ula, a very different action than sticking a seed in the ground. And then conversely, there are other ones that are very similar actions. Let's say I have mud and I want to knead the mud on Shabbos to help me make bricks. So that is a tolda of lash. It's a similar pu'ula, but a very different taklit. Lash is with food and bread, and this is going with a whole different pattern. So again, so tolda is either similar with the taklis or the pu'ula. Now there are some things that are so similar. They're similar both in taklis and in pu'ula. And then according to some Rishonim, and in particular the Rashi and the Rambam, learned there's another category of me'ain malacha achat. It's like sort of like one type, like a Siamese twin to the malacho that we have. So here we have some. So Tana Tatan Torna Braisa Hazorea is the person who puts the seed in the ground. But Hazomer, the Gemara is going to learn, is a tolda, and that's when I prune the vines. I prune the vines in order to stimulate growth. So that's a similar taklit, not a similar pa'ula, a similar taklit. Baha noteya is I take a sapling and I stick it in the ground. So that's a mein malacha achat with zoreya, right? Zoreya, I take a seed, I stick it in the ground. I want the seed to grow, and the act is sticking in the ground, and the object is I want it to grow. And here, I take a sapling, I stick it in the ground, and I want the sapling to grow. And then, baha mavrich, I take a vine or a branch, and I stick it in the ground, and then it sprouts new roots. That's also very similar to zoreya. And then, baha markiv, this is a little more difficult, is grafting. But the Gemara takes it, if I take a branch and I graft it onto another tree, that's also similar to Zoreya. I'm putting it where it can grow, and the object is growing it. So kulan malacha achad hein. So the Tana of the Braisa says that they're all considered one malacha. Now we have to clarify what we mean by one malacha and for what purpose. So my kamash malan, what is he teaching me? Ha kamash malan, osa malachot arbe, mi'e malacha achad, eno chiyav el achad. The Tana of the Braisa is teaching me that if I do, let's say I forgot today was Shabbos, and I, or the other way around, let's say I forgot all these malachot were prohibited on Shabbos. I forgot that on Shabbos I'm allowed to be Zoreya, Zomer, Noteya, Mavrik, and Markiv. And I did all five of them on Shabbos, I'm only chayav one Korban Chatat. That's what the Tan is teaching me. You got it? In other words, they're all, in other words, for a Tolda and Av, certainly I'm chayav one Kor, but even Mei Malacha Achat, with another Mei Malacha Achat, I'm chayav one. Got it? It's all, I think of it like the family. Think of Me'im Lacha Achad as brothers, and the Tolda as a child. So the family gets together, you have one child as a Tolda, with his father and his uncles. That's it. So that counts as one family, they're only Chai of one Korban Chatat. Now...
So you can do 39 Malachot, but not be Chai of 39 Korban?
Right. In other words, if when you say... But in other words, 39 avot malachot, you'd be chayav of 39. But if I do, let's say, 39 toldot, all under the same av, I'm only chayav once. Only once, right? Or if they're omei malacha achat. There's a lot of, we'll see what goes on. Now, so again, on the eighth line. So amrib acha, amrib chiyah bar ashi, amrib ami, zomer, which is pruning, that was the tolda, is chayav mishum noteya. So zomer is chayav mishum noteya. So there's a lot of different ways to learn this Gemara. First, I'm going to try to learn it the way Rashi learns it. Zomer is a tolda of noteya. Zomer is a tolda of noteya. Vanoteya v'amavrit v'markiv chai mishum zoreya. Noteya, which is planting the sapling, mavrich, which is like sticking the vine or the branch in the ground, and markiv, which is the grafting, They're all chayav mishum zoreya. So the way that I'm, in other words, the key is that Mavrich and Markiv are intimately connected with zoreya. That's what he seems to be saying. So the Gemara says mishum zoreya in mishum noteya lo. They're only connected with zoreya. They're not connected with noteya. Saying minima af mishum zoreya. Also mishum zoreya. So if he does Mavrich and Markiv together with zoreya, so it's one korban. If he does Mavrich and Markiv together with noteya, he's also chayav one korban. Now, the way the Ritva understands Rashi, let's say he does Zomer, but he does not do Noteya. Let's say he does Zomer, which is the Tolda, and he does Mavrich and Markiv. So then, the way the Ritva understands Rashi, I have two Korbanot Chatat. Because I can't, if I have a Tolda and I don't have the only reason I'm getting off the hook, I have the Tolda and the Av. But if I have the Tolda without the Av, but the Tolda is only there with his uncles, then I'm Chayev two Korbanot Chatat. That's the way the Ritva understands Rashi. Now, the way Tosfos learns is easier, and Rabbi Simon Wolf mentioned this Tosfos today. Tosfos mentions that it turns totally different than Rashi. According to Tosfos, the issue is not how many korbanot you're chayev; it's what type of hatra'ah do you have to give. In other words, if the person is doing b'mezid, I have to give him a hasra'ah. So what type of hasra? So the way Tosfos learns, I should give the hasra for the tolda, and the hasra for the av malacha for the av malacha. But if I gave a hasra for the av malacha, if the person was about to do the tolda, and I gave him the hasra for the av malacha, that also is a good hasra. So the Gemara here, the way Tosfos is learning, is what satisfies the hasra. So here the Gemara is saying that Mavrich and Markiv are chayav mishum zoreya. If I give hasra for zoreya with those, I'm covered myself. And he says, and also I do mishum and if I do it mishum noteya, I'm also covering myself. All right. Then I know there's a pshat from Rabbeinu Chananel. He wants to say really there's one av. They're all toldot, and that zomer is a tolda of a tolda. And Rabbi Simon Wolf mentioned this as well. It's like a grandson type of thing. All right. But let's see further the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Kahana, I'm a Rav Kahana, Zomer v'tzarich la'etzim. Let's say I prune, Zomer is like we had it last week's Parsha, you know, Karmacha lo tizmor. Zmira is usually with a vine. So let's say I prune the vine, but I need the wood. So in other words, I want to stimulate growth, but I also need the wood. So the Gemara says, Chayev shtayim. He's Chayev two korbanot chatat, if it's b'shogeg. Achat mishum kotzer. One is kotzer, because he needed the wood. And he says, Va'achat mishum noteya. One because of noteya, because he's stimulating the growth of the vine. Amar Rav Yosef, Haiman de katal aspasta chayev shtayim. Rav Yosef says, if a person, he trims the aspasta. Aspasta is like this, it's like vetch, it's like animal food. It's like stubble on the face, like grass almost. But like he's trimming, and Rashi says it's trimmed three times during the year. So what does he call it in the art school? What's the word for it? He says aspasta. That's what he says. So what does he say, aspasta? A type of plant. He doesn't say what the plant is. Okay, but anyway, you get the idea. So let's say he trims the aspasta, which is an animal food. He's chayiv shtayim. Achat mishum kotzer. One because kotzer, because he wants the object that he's trimming. He wants that object. That's kotzer. But achat mishum noteya. Also, he's stimulating the growth of the plant. Amar Abaye, Haiman de kaniv silka. If a person cuts beets from the ground that are connected to the ground, chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv two. Achat mishum kotzer. One's kotzer because he's getting the beets and he wants them, and the other he's stimulating the growth. So that's counts as zoreya. Now the Bach says it should be noteya is the way the Bach has, but you get the idea with this. The idea is you can do one act and it can be chayav for more than one korban for the same act, so it can multiply even more. Right. All right. Now the Gemara says v'hachoresh, a person who plows. So Tana to an abraisa, a choresh of a person. Now plowing is with a plow. You have the horse or the ox, and you have the plow. But a chofer, if a person has a hoe, so that's chofer, he's digging. But a choreitz is like he's making like a ditch. Kulan malacha achahein. They're all one malacha. That means they're all under the same family. So he says, Amrav Sheshet, Haitalo gav shushit unatalo. Let's say he had a small mound of dirt. And he removes the small mound of dirt. but by it chai mishum bonus. So if the small mount, let's say he's got a dirt floor in the house, and he's got a little pile in his house, and he gets rid of that pile, that's that. So there, the same act will be bonus. But besadeh, if he removes it in the field, he's chai mishum choresh. That's the act of choresh, because choresh is making, and it'll make the ground softer, because when he removes it, the ground underneath will be softer. So he made the ground, you know, more fertile for the seed. So the same act could be a different tolda, depending on whether it's done inside the house or outside the house. Amarava, haitalo guma utmama. Let's say he had a hole in the ground in his house, and he fills it up with dirt. Babayir chayev mishum bona. In the house, that's bona. So bona is either getting rid of the mound or getting rid of the hole. He says, basada mishum choresh. In the field, it'll also be choresh. Again, I create soft dirt where I can plant. He says, Amar Rabbi Abba, hachofer guma b'shabbat, ve'eno tzarich ala fara. So now, this is a famous case, I think, that should ring a bell with everybody. If a person digs a hole on Shabbos, but he doesn't need the hole, he needs the dirt. He wants the dirt. So here he's creating a hole, right? Now, before we had removing a mound and filling in a hole, now he's creating a hole. So the Gemara says, creating the hole on Shabbos, and he only needs the dirt, he's patur. So in other words, that's not doing anything. That's not the malacha. I'm creating, in other words, I create a hole in the house. That's not doing anything. I create a hole in the sadeh. That's not doing anything. And the only reason I did is I needed the dirt. Now he needs the dirt. Rashi says he wants to cover some tzoa in it. Now this is the prototypical case. The Tan Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says malacha shein etzricha legufa. So malacha again by Shabbos we have all these different categories that relate to purpose and intent. So again, malacha shein tzricha legufa, that's unique to Shabbos. That's about the simple pshat is the way Tosfos learns later on. I do the malacha for a purpose other than that which was in the Mishkan. But the way Rashi learns, now it comes up later on, let's say a person has a dead body in the house and he wants to get the dead body out of the house. And he carries the body, you know, from point A to point B to get it out of the house. Let's say he kicks it out of the house and he brings it over to the funeral home on Shabbos. So Tosfos learns, I'm doing malacha for a purpose other than, let's say he takes the body out of the house, he leaves it in, you know, he's got another structure on his property. So Tosfos learns, the malacha on Shabbos, I want something to really put it in point B. Here he just wants it out of point A. It's not for the same purpose in the Mishkan. And Rashi learns that it has to be for a positive purpose, like getting something out of the Rishus is not for a positive purpose. So anyway, so Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. So normally we say when I dig a hole and I only need the dirt, that's Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. So normally Rabbi Yehuda holds your chai from Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. But the Gemara says, Hani Mi L'Mitakein, that's only where he's Mitakein. In other words, he says, Ahai Mikalkalhu. In other words, if he's digging a hole in the house, he's like ruining the house. So even the Tana Rabbi Yehuda will say that's Patur. In other words, again, so there's a machloket in the Gemara with a malacha shein tzrich legufa. If I do malacha for a purpose other than was in the Mishkan, according to Tosfos, or for a purpose which is not like a positive purpose, I just want to, you know, like the dead body just wanted out of the house. So in the Mishkan, there's a machloket in the Gemara, but the Tana Rabbi Yehuda tells in that case a machayev. So we hold the halacha that it's a din to Rabbanan, malacha shein tzrich legufa. I think the Rambam holds you are chayav a din Torah, but it comes out, though, that we hold it's really prohibited on a Rabbanan level, but it's a strict Rabbanan level, malacha shein tzrich legufa. But in this case, where he makes the hole in the house, even the Tana Rabbi Yehuda will agree that he's patur, because he's just doing something destructive to the house. In other words, not only does he, in other words, the hole is not helping him in any way. The hole doesn't. He just needs the dirt. All right. All right, any questions that we did so far? All right, going on. All right, with the two dots. Now, b'hakotzer, person harvests. So Tana taught a b'raisa, hakotzer. Now, again, in Hebrew, and this is the nice Gemara to remember, there's a different verb for everything that I harvest. So in English, we only say harvest. I harvest grapes, I harvest dates, I harvest olives, harvest. But in Hebrew, we have a different word for everything that you're going to harvest, or for the items that are mentioned here at least. Kotzer, I'm harvesting grains. That's kotzer. Botzer, I'm harvesting grapes. So I say botzer, ani holeich l'vtzor, I know already it's grapes. Then he says, v'ha goder, so goder is dates. So I'm harvesting dates, that's goder. Then he says, v'ha, it should be v'ha mosek. Mosek is olives, so I'm harvesting olives. V'ha ora, I'm harvesting figs. So he says, kulan malacha achat. They're all one malacha, meaning you could say, like, me'ein malacha achat, if you learn like Rashi and the Rambam, they're like, you know, the brothers. Or, if I learn like the other Rishonim, I'll say that they're all toldos of Kotzer. They're all toldos of Kotzer. So, Amra Papa, Haiman the Shada, piece of the Dikla. So, Rapapa says, if a person takes a clod of dirt on Shabbos, Ba'atar Tamari, and he dislodges dates. So, he takes the dates are obviously at the top of the tree. So, he takes a clod of dirt, he throws it at the cluster of dates on top of the tree. He says, and dates come down. Chayev Shtayim, he's Chayev 2. If it's Meshoge, he's Chayev for two malachot, two korbanot chatat, achat mishum tolesh, one because he was tolesh, he detached the date from the tree, but achat mishum mafarik. Also, mafarik is extracting something, like mafarik is a tolda of dash. Dash was threshing. So mafarik is, let's say, I milk a cow on Shabbos, that's mafarik. So he's mafarik because the date was part of a cluster, and now I'm detaching a date from the cluster. This is Ravashi Amar, Ein Derech Klisha B'Kach, Ein Derech Prika B'Kach. Rashi is not chayav anything. He's doing Kla'achar Yad. That's not the way to be Tolesh. That's not the way to be Mefarek. So he's not chayav anything. All right. Bahama Amer, Ma'amer is making bundles, right? I go into the field, I make bundles. So Amarava, Haiman de Kanif Milcha Mi Milchato. So in Zman Chazal, they would have like these pools of water that would come out, and it would get heated in the sun, pools of seawater, and they'd be left with the salt from the sea. So if I gather that salt, so he says, Chaya Mishum Ma'amer. That's also Ma'amer. I'm gathering all the salt into a big pile. Abaye Amar, Ein Imor Elo B'Gidule Karka. Abaye says, Imor only applies to Gidule Karka, only things that grow. And Tochein also is only Gidule Karka, right? Tochein, so if I chop, let's say I chop a vegetable up into very, very, very small pieces, so I run into a problem of tochein. But if I take tuna fish and I mash the tuna fish on Shabbos, there's no din of tochein, because tochein is only by gidulei karka. So here, that's what Abai says that that emor is also only by gidulei karka. Oh, things that grow from the ground, that is. Okay, but hadash, dash is threshing. So tana, hadash, the threshing, v'ha menapates. Now here menapates, it's different. In the Mishnah we have menapates, and over there it meant to disentangle or to comb, but here it means a little bit different than we had in the Mishnah. Here menapates means, one second, he says beating the flax. I take the flax, I beat it in order to separate the flax, like the flax from the stalk. V'ha menafate. Menafate is striking cotton. He says, with a bow, in other words, I want to separate the seeds, the cotton from the seeds. Kulan malacha achatein, it's one malacha, meaning, again, you know the deal. It's either, you know, main malacha achat, or one av and toldos, okay? Now, hazora habora v'tochein v'marakeid. Zora is winnowing, borer is separating with my fingers, tochein is grinding and marakeid. So the Gemara says, hainu zora, hainu borer, hainu marakeid. The Gemara says, those three malachot are really the same thing. If I'm zora, I'm winnowing, I want the wind to blow off the chaff. And then when I'm borer, I'm taking away some of the, you know, the particles I don't want that are within the grain. Let's see what he has here. 1 minute. Let's see, picture book for this. Oh, in a second, where he's got borer. Yeah, he just, all he says is selecting. Okay, now, let's take a look. The borer, and then we have marakid is sifting. So when I sift the grain, the flour, it's also, so each one, I'm taking solet mitoch ochel. I'm taking the waste or the undesirable product from the food. So why do we need three malachot? Abai v'rabba da'ami tarvayu kumilta da'avi b'mishkan. Anything that was in the Mishkan, any activity in the Mishkan, top line, ayin dalet amud aleph, he says, afagav de'ika de'damilo, even though there are some that are very similar to one another, chashiv lo. So the Tana still counts as lamatet melachot. In Achinami, those three melachot are very similar to one another, but since they were involved in the Mishkan, the Tana considers it as avot melachot. So the Gemara says v'lichshav nami kotesh. So why doesn't the Tana kotesh is pounding? So pounding, the herbs were pounded in the preparation of the dye. So why doesn't he mention kotesh as well? So Amar Abaye, Shein ani ochel pito below ketisha. So Abaye says, in other words, in Akinami kotesh is an av malacha, but a poor person would eat his bread without ketisha. So the Tana does not mention it. He's mentioning sidur depat. That's Abaye's answer. He says, Rava Amar, Amani Rebihi. Rava says, our mishnah is following shita Rebbe. The Amar avot malachot arbi mechaser achad. Rebbe holds, now Rebbe has a limud from the Pesukim, that there are only 39 avot malachot, no more, no less. So in order to make 39 malachot work, v'yichashiv kotesh, if you would put kotesh in the amount, havilei arbaim, so then I'm going to have 40 malachot, but there's only 39 avot malachot. So the Gemara says, v'lei pokhada mihana, v'lei kotesh. Now kotesh, now we had again, the three malachot we had were Hainu Zore Borer Merakid. Zore Borer Merakid were all similar to one another. Now, Kotesh is similar to, I think, is it Dash? Wait, I'm not saying right. Let me just, give me one second.
Menapes.
Yeah. Right. One second. Hold on. No. I said correctly. So, okay, 1 minute. Kotesh is similar to Dash. Dash was threshing. Remember, I'm going over with the ox, and then I'm threshing the Kotesh. So we said, why doesn't the Tana put in Kotesh, was also a malacha, since he's on a roll. He's putting things that are similar to one another. So you should put kotesh in. So the Gemara says, we maxed out on the number of malachot at 39. So the Gemara says, yeah, but even so, I have three that are virtually identical. If I take out one of those three, and I put kotesh in, it'll be more balanced. I'll have dash and kotesh, which is similar to one another, and I'll have, let's say, borer and zorer, which is similar to one another. And it doesn't make sense to be more balanced that way. So he says, ela mechvar tiket abai. The Gemara says, Abai's answer is much clearer. Abai said that an ani eats his bread without ketisha. Okay, now there's more that I prepared, or I should say there's more I was going to read. There's a whole Indian about when it comes to Zoreya, like if I plant the seed on Shabbos and then I pull it out after Shabbos and my chayv or patur, but I'm gonna leave it. I think that any questions, anything we did tonight, any questions? All right, let me turn this off. Wait a second.